I have a few things to go through. I'm going to start with what do you hope for Palestinians? And I think right now, the only thing you see of Palestinians is either Hamas, they committed terror attacks, or victims. You look at the images on television and you know numbers of how many Palestinians have been killed. And I think neither of those things represent Palestinians. And I don't want people to think of Palestinians only in those terms. I think what's important for me, for people to know, Palestinians are very resilient. Palestinians, especially those who have been killed this year, everyone has a name, has a story, had hopes, had dreams, had so many things that we don't get to talk about. And those kind of stories are often missing, even when in the media you hear reports about Palestinian being killed. It rarely tells the stories of who these people are. And it becomes just a matter of number. So I don't want Palestinians to be known just as a number. 40,000, 50,000, whatever is that number. Now, as a Palestinian, I know these stories, but it's very frustrating to me that those stories don't come out. And then those of us who are alive, you have innovators. Palestinians are among the most educated in the Middle East. Most educated in the Arab world. You will find professors everywhere you go who are Palestinians. You will find innovators, business community. You'll find really amazing, amazing, vibrant community that often, you know, I was reading to him again today a statement by a philosopher, but not as good as McGinn. And he was talking about how Palestinians are backwards and Israelis are smart and forward progressive. And I'm like, that's bullshit. We're not backward. If he thinks so, he just doesn't know Palestinian people. So that's the first thing that I wanted to say.